And welcome to episode 47 of the I Ching with Clarity podcast. This one is a bit shorter than some because we had a reading with no changing lines, just a single hexagram to explore. This was Maria's birthday reading. She describes it as asking for her hexagram for the year, the one that will show her the year's internal work. And the one she cast, with no changing lines, was 36, brightness hiding, or brightness injured. Now, I imagine some I Ching people are going to be wincing at the thought of casting hexagram 36 to describe a whole year. And I think this is a really good moment to remember that, no, there is no such thing as a quote-unquote bad hexagram. And also that there can be quite a big difference between what we say and imagine about hexagrams and what the oracle itself actually says and shows with its own words and images. So here we are, Maria and I, doing our best to listen to her reading with fresh ears, as it were. I hope you enjoy it. So, Maria, thank you for coming and sharing a reading.
Oh, no, thank you very much, very, very much.
Yeah, an annual one, you say. You do regular birthday readings every year?
Yeah, I used to. I have this ritual every birthday. It's the first thing I do on the day. I sit in my desk with the book, and I ask the book, the I Ching, which will be the hexagram for this year, the work, the internal work I will have to do all along the year. And well, last year it was number 7, and this year 36. So I'm kind of
with no changing lines, just
with
36.
No changing lines. Yes. 36. So I felt kind of worried and frustrated because you always expect the best, no? But then I remind that, well, we have this fortune that the I Ching can help us to anticipate the times and prepare ourselves for what will come. So, well, I will much appreciate your interpretation.
Yes. Yeah, I do birthday readings every year too. I really appreciate them. I think it's good to remember that they are advice and prediction, and like you said, the kind of inner work of the year. Not so much, this is what's going to happen to you all year. Here is your fate. You are doomed.
And okay, I hope so.
So it's important not to look at the reading and be frightened and think, oh, well, this year's a write-off. Yes, I had a reading for 1 year that was 23 with no changing lines, stripping away. It was, the year was perfectly fine. I needed to let things go. The wheel was turning.
Yeah.
Wasn't a bad year at all. I think my least pleasant year ever was the one with 32 unchanging, lasting.
Ah.
And I needed that hexagram as kind of advice and touchstone and something to reflect on and keep coming back to during the year. So, yes, the main thing is not to be afraid of your hexagram. Yeah. And also to listen to what it says and not what's said about it.
Yeah.
Because people do tend to look at some hexagrams like 36 and 29 and 23 and say, oh, that's a bad one. And that's not what it actually says at all.
No, it's
just
true.
What we tell ourselves. So let's see. It's called brightness hiding or brightness injured. And the word for what happens to that light means wounded and also leveled, like cut down to ground level. So it's not showing above the surface. It's hiding. And a story behind this one is the story of Prince G, who gets a moving line to himself in line 5. But I think the whole thing, it helps to have him in mind. You're nodding as if you know the story.
Yes, I know it. The prince that was in the court of this tirano is in Spanish.
Tyrant, yes.
Yes, tyrant. Is that the story, no?
Yes,
that that's he has to look like he was crazy, not to be part of the court.
Yes.
Is that the story?
Yeah. Yes, not to say, you know, I know what's going on. I know what you should be doing. I'm the only one here who can see, because that was really unhealthy. I think there was a very wise man in that court who'd sort of given advice and been served up for dinner or something. So it has that thing of, hide, keep it quiet, or at least don't tell everybody everything all the time. It makes an interesting contrast to the hexagram before, which is 35. And those two make a pair. If you draw hexagram 36 and turn it upside down, you see hexagram 35. And also the two trigrams have changed places there. So in hexagram 35, you had fire above the earth, and that's like the sun shining down over the fields. And then in 36, the light has gone in under the earth.
Yeah.
Not disappeared, not extinguished, just hidden. You know, the sun goes under the earth once a day. Mm-hmm. Nobody panics. Mm-hmm. But yeah, 35 has the story of Prince Kang, who had done all the right things, and he was recognized and rewarded with horses, with further opportunities that he multiplied. So he was very much enjoying his day in the sun. And Prince Ji's, you know, it's sort of the other side of that. He did all the right things, but he had to hide because nobody wanted to know. And the contrast between the two says that advancing 35 means daylight, and brightness hidden means punishment. Ouch. But it's very much, this is not your day in the sun. This is not your time to shine. This is something else. And the sequence says advancing necessarily has occasion for injury. And so brightness hiding follows means injury. So it kind of implies that this naturally follows from a 35 time. And sometimes that can mean, you know, you sort of stick your neck out and people notice, you make yourself conspicuous. But I think more generally it means that as you reach higher and try to do more, you make yourself more vulnerable. It's a more exposed way to live. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes absolutely sense for me. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm much a doer, no? I'm a doer, yes. I'm trying to switch to this oriental mind that the I Ching shows us as a possibility of not pushing the situations. But this is very hard for me to try to remember not to push, not to make force, not necessary to be doing always to make things happen, no?
But yes.
To learn about staying still also has.
Yes. I have issues with that too. I think the saying is, don't just do something, sit there. Though, mind you, you had hexagram 7 last year.
Yeah.
That's in favor of doing things.
Yes, but for me, it was really like a battle time this year. It was a good year in the inside. I took many lessons about this year, this 7 year, but for example, I had to affront many deaths in my life this year of people, near people, close people. So it was kind of hard. It was a new way of confronting to these situations because I was very... like the general of this battle, no? I was very strong and it was okay, but it was very painful for me. And that was the tonic of the year. There were like 4-5 deaths in the year. Very, very suddenly and unexpectedly, and it was kind of hard that, but
yeah,
but it was okay. I'm okay. I'm alive. I'm strong. I'm okay.
You're still here. Yes.
I'm still here.
Yes. And there is hexagram 36. The light is still there. The light is not extinguished. It's just deep down. It's not glaring out all over the place. The oracle just says that brightness is hidden and constancy in hardship bears fruit, which is worth noticing. It doesn't say brightness hidden, danger, disaster, the end, doom. Constancy in hardship bears fruit. Staying steady through difficulty or suffering, or just this sense of being in a country or under a regime, in a culture where your light doesn't belong or isn't recognized, where if you shine out and are your best self, it's not going to be well received. It's not going to be rewarded. And constancy through that bears fruit. It's holding to what you know to be true and not being shifted from it, like Prince G was not. At the end of his story is that the tyrant was overthrown and the new regime recognized him and had him as a wise advisor, teaching them how to govern. Some even say, I think there's a later story, that he was given his own region to govern and went and founded Korea or something. That's a later story. But, you know, basically, you know,
it's not a bad end.
It's not a bad end. He did not end up on somebody's dinner table. His constancy and hardship did bear fruit. Okay. Yeah. Yes, I mean, my experiences with, and other people's experiences with this one, unchanging, have been, on the whole, quite simple. Just, this is how it is, this is how to be. Something to reflect on and absorb. It might be different from how you've been before. Yeah, the last time I had this one, it was also unchanging, actually. And I was asking for advice for a concert I was about to play in. Just, you know, something to bear in mind. I play the cello in orchestras. And before I moved house, I'd been playing in the same orchestra for well over 20 years. And I'd been leading the cellos there for 20-odd years, which means you sit at the front and all the other cellos look at you and, you know, you're meant to be visible. Everyone knows you. Everyone knows your name. People are looking at you. They're meant to know what you're doing. And at first, when I started doing that, I was very nervous. And gradually, I got less terrified and started actually enjoying that role. And then I moved house, and now I'm in the section with lots of people who are much better than me. I am obviously not leading anything. I am just one of the crowd, which is what you normally are in an orchestra, where I was when I started in orchestras. So for me, it was quite simple. It's just a reminder, your light is not actually meant to be shining at the moment.
Yeah.
No, you can stop trying to do that. You can just blend. You can be part of things. That's the point of being there. No?
Yes, it's kind of, feel it like, accept your role, no? Accept your situation and your position is at this moment in life. And accept with joyfully, no? Not with, it's not necessary harmful or painful.
Yes. Well, yeah, and, exactly.
And it's very helpful to have this information in advance because you know what you are going to transit this year, no? And not trying to make force in another direction.
Yes. Do you find you quite often get single hexagrams for annual readings, for birthday readings?
Well, the last two were without lines, so
yes, yeah. And mine last year, well, year before last as well. And it's a helpful kind of reading because it's easy to remember.
Yeah, it's simpler.
Yeah, it's what I call a portable reading. You can take it with you everywhere.
Yes, yes. And Hilary, what do you think about the I don't know who is proposing this method of doing this annual hexagram that you go changing lines. You have one hexagram, fixed hexagram, and you change first the first one for the first month, then the second one for the second month. Have you heard about it? No.
I never heard of that, no. Wow. I would be inclined to think that if you were meant to have line one changing, guess what? It would have changed.
Yeah.
It's always interesting to read all the lines in a hexagram just to absorb its themes and so on. Mm. But that's not the same as saying, this is my answer.
Claro.
It's not what it's saying. That would be my take on that.
Sí.
Yeah. Let's see. We haven't talked about its trigram picture very much. The light under the earth. And the image text for that. Brightness enters the earth's center, brightness hidden. A noble one overseeing the crowds uses darkness and light. And sometimes that's a social thing and sometimes it's an individual one. Sometimes hexagram 36 is talking about dream consciousness. I've seen it referring to dreams a couple of times.
Dreams, literally dreams, night dreams, or
yes,
the dream
literally,
of the
literally the dreams you have at night when the light of your consciousness is buried.
Interesting.
There are the things that maybe you don't have to know all the time. The image text, I suppose, makes it more of a social thing that not everybody has to know everything that you know all the time. Yes, you can be a bit selective about what you share with whom.
I am understanding a clear message for me now. With this, it's not necessary to open all what you know, because you know I have an Enneagram. Have you heard about the Enneagram?
Yes, I don't know much about it, but yes.
I work with the Enneagram and I give courses and classes about Enneagram. And I have this impulse to give everything what I know. And I'm understanding now that it's not respectful for the learning capacities of the other, no, to give them all, because sometimes they are not prepared and they have to go step by step.
You really have to think about what will actually help them now. And you know what car headlights are getting like now? Very, very bright. You go driving at night and someone leaves their headlights up and they shine right at you. Yes. It doesn't help you to see anything. It's dazzling and you wince and you look away you're not like,
And this is what I'm learning right now. So it makes sense that is the tonic of the year, the next year, because I have to make some change in the way I offer this information and to share this information to be useful.
Yes. And that's actually another way of thinking about the trigrams. You have the light inside, and on the outside you have earth, which shows your willingness to serve and be useful and also be open and responsive and provide what's needed. And so this is very much, you know, bringing the intelligence to the service. And
that's nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
And not just glaring on people and not necessarily telling them everything you know all at once.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, another thing hexagram 36 doesn't do is argue. And I say that because if you change every single line of 36, so you're looking at its opposite hexagram, the one that's as far away from that as you can get, then you have hexagram 6. Which is arguing, conflict, exactly. That one where you stand up and say, hey, this isn't right, this won't do, we have to do things differently now. I need everyone to see that this isn't fair. Yes, it's exactly not that. You might know and see all sorts of things, but you can keep them under wraps.
It's more making silence, no? The 36.
Yes. Something I appreciate about it very much, though, is its nuclear hexagram. Do you know what I mean by a nuclear hexagram?
Sí. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. I have to look at it, but yes, I... Mm-hmm. Ah, okay, we have thunder and water, no?
Yes. Water below and thunder above, making hexagram 40, release. And I think this kind of goes back to my experience in the orchestra. Not running things, you're not responsible for things, you don't have to think about everybody looking at you all the time because nobody is.
Claro. It's a release.
Yes, it relaxes, it lets go. And it's also kind of like 36 as the world of dreams, where the control of consciousness, which says, can't do that, can't be like that, what will people think? That is lifted and untied. Hexagram 40 release, it's about the untying of knots and the freedom for things to go wherever they will. Free to dream what needs dreaming and quietly do your thing, choose your right path without attracting comment. It has the quality of forgiveness, of the rules are not that important. So it
right now I feel a release inside about this interpretation you're offering me. I much appreciate it. Yes.
Good. I am glad. Yeah. Yes, I had that experience in my orchestra too. I can just be here and play. Come to think of it, that's why I do this, because I enjoy playing.
Interesting.
Maybe 36 is mostly tough. When you feel the need to be seen, or you feel the need to make people understand things, which of course sometimes we do.
I used to have this need to be seen, but that's my learning about this year also, the number 7 hexagram. That's not my final interest, to realize that that's not my final interest. Why I do what I do? I do it because I feel to do it. I feel sharing and communication, and it's like a need I have inside, but not to be seen. It's not truly my need, my final need, my destiny. I truly think my destiny in terms of I Ching is communication, is sharing, but not to be seen, not necessary. This is interesting what you're telling me.
Hexagram 36 is hard for communication too, I think. Think of Prince G, I'm sure he would like to communicate to the court around him that there are some things they could usefully do differently, and it would be nice for them if they did, but it can't necessarily be done. What you see can't necessarily be seen by others.
And also there's a danger, I think, in communication in this kind of surrounding, no? If Chi spoke openly and gave his advice, and the risk was to be used to do bad things. So he was very conscious of this danger for the kingdom, and I think it needs a lot of courage not to speak all you know in this situation, because it's you have the risk that it would be misunderstood and used in a bad way for do harm outside. So, well, maybe it's another perspective.
Yes. What I keep coming back to with this one is that the light persists inside.
Mm.
Yes, I think the image says in the center of the earth, doesn't it?
Yes.
Brightness enters the earth's center. Again, it doesn't say it's extinguished. I keep coming back to that.
Mm. It's shining in the inside.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Mm. I think that might be enough for now, don't you?
Okay, yes. Mm. Yes, I'm so grateful with you.
Thank you for sharing. And
Thank you very much.
Have a good 52nd year. I've just started mine, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
For you too, also.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Hilary. It's so much useful what you are doing, sharing your information with us. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And that was the reading. I hope it helps you to engage with Hexagram 36 or with annual readings in general or with unchanging hexagrams, which are simultaneously beautifully simple answers and also an invitation to dive right into the depths of a hexagram. We actually recorded that reading many months ago. I think it was at the end of 2023. And so I just wrote to Maria to ask how her year had gone and if she had any updates to share. Here's what she wrote back. I am about to turn another birthday, and the truth is that all these months were just as 36 describes. They were months in which I did not have the opportunity to do too many actions outwardly, even though I wanted to or felt that there were opportunities. I had to rethink my work, postpone trips and the resolution of family issues, because the conditions simply do not exist from the outside. But what has been given is a great, great inner perspective, a permanent possibility of exercising temperance and becoming stronger, more patient. All this brought me a new clarity about how I am, more realistic, where I want to go, where I do not want to go, and mainly, and she wrote this next bit in capital letters, what I do not want to be anymore. Now I'm trying to put all these into practice. So there are no more updates to share with you, except that everything described in Hexagram 36 has been fulfilled and is being fulfilled. Eternal thanks to the I Ching and to the masters who made, make, and will make its understanding possible. A big hug, Maria. Well, thank you again, Maria, and big hugs back to you. So that's all for this month, and I will be back in October with another reading. Take care till then, and thank you for listening.